Good morning. As Pastor Jacob said, don't worry about the time, okay? I have 3 pages. But don't worry, the font is 20, so don't worry about it. Anyway, again, good morning. I'm Willie Lasarte, and I have been a member of Torrance First United Methodist Church since early to mid-90s. I know at times, without knowing me or seeing me in front of you, my name might be confused with William Lasarte or Bill Lasarte, my brother, or my son, Wiley Lasarte. Case in point, I know I gave a heads up to Claudia. Okay. Claudia called my wife, Jill, and told her that Pastor Jacob said, give a call or remind Willie or Wiley Lasarte to give testimony about stewardship. So my wife told me, okay, so it might be you or it might be Wiley. Anyway, and there were also several instances that they thought that Wiley Lasarte, my son, is William Lasarte's son. So anyway, it goes like that. So anyways, me, Willie Lasarte, probably you might notice me always at the back, you know, trying to assist our good-looking head usher, Victor Uy. 2 to 3 Sundays ago, Pastor Jacob approached me at the back and told me that someone told him that I can give testimony about stewardship. Now I'm thinking, someone might have been confused, or maybe Pastor Jacob is confused again, but it should be Bill, my brother, or my son. But anyway, since I was the one who was approached, that's the reason I'm standing in front of you. That same Sunday, Teacher Leah led the children's time and talked about anxiety or uneasiness and excitement, emotions that are coming from the same side of the brain. Initially, when Pastor Jacob asked me, there was no excitement, maybe a tad uneasiness. Maybe because I'm old, I'm already in the autumn of my life, and the parts of the brain that can give both emotions are already faltering. But now I'm excited to do this because this is part of stewardship. So, stewardship. So, again, with my mind, with what's going on, I asked for, you know, the go-to guy, Google. I connected stewardship with United Methodist Church. And this is what I got. The devout investment or use of money, time, and ability. In biblical times, a steward supervised a household or estate. Today, as God's children, we deem God the source of all we have, seek to hold it in trust for God, and desire to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. That's 1 Peter 4:10. Now, having emigrated from the Philippines and having brought up as a Methodist, my wife and I, and at that time our daughter, Wendelin, tried to look for a church, a Methodist church that will keep us in our faith. With prayers and searching, we found this church. Now, interestingly, I remember I was once asked to talk about stewardship. I know that the person who informed Pastor Jacob was right now. So maybe it was really me, the person that Pastor Jacob wants me to talk about stewardship. Now the journey, I would like to mention or dwell not just on my journey of stewardship, but the journey I have with the people in this church. I might dwell on it probably for a few minutes or even a second. Few seconds. I know most of you will remember the late Mrs. Avenida Gamponia with her ministry of praying. And I know you know Ate Lucy Toriaga. I believe she might be in rehab right now. So they showed gifts, time, and talents in making us feel that we belong here and we are part of this church family without reservations. I know I will not be able to mention everyone, but different families, mind you, not only individuals but families that makes us feel that we belong in this church. The Legazpi family, the Tarosa and the De La Cruz family, the Wolverton family, and even the Galleon family. The time they spent with us, they made use of their talent, ability to make people feel accepted. Now, if you look maybe to your right, or to your left, or in front of you, or behind you, you will see brothers, sisters, people with their possessions and doing service to God. So we have choir, we have volunteer teachers, we have cooks, we have mentors, we have ushers, the kids, the acolytes, doing everything for the service of God. Couple of Sundays from now, we have to renew or give our pledge card. You might have received it already in the mail. I know that since everything we have comes from God, we will do our part according to His will. Pray about it since we are the caretaker or supervisor of this church. Our pledge will support the growth of our church to serve in so many ways. So going back to 1 Peter 4:10, and again, you know, with my mind, you know, checking the internet or Google, it says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. As faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Every good thing that we have is ours only by God's grace and intended to be used for His purpose. To fail to use God's gifts to us to serve each other is to fail to be a good steward. Wisely using everything we have to serve each other is part of fulfilling our purpose as God's people. Thank you.